He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to this Wednesday, the sky is falling, August the 15th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, as we fish these waters today, we've got turbulence, we've got thunderstorms, we've got the current going the wrong way. Better to just stay in bed and skip the fishing, but I can't. I've got to still go through my database of 5,100 today. I have made a couple of major sells recently, and my cash level has gone up from 9% to 17%. Earlier this week, what's going on today? Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is down 274 points. That works out to it works out to 1.1% drop, and it puts the Dow at 25,025. The S&P down about the same percentage. That works out to a 30-point drop on the S&P 500, which is now at 2,809. The NASDAQ down 105 points, triple digits. Of course, it's had many triple-digit up days recently. Also, the NASDAQ faring worst of all, down 1.3%. NASDAQ at 77.65. The small-cap index down 0.75% right now. Crude oil, boy, there's nothing up. Crude oil down $1.15, 65.89, worries about the global economy, Turkey, etc. Gold can't even find any traction, down 13. Gold is now down under $1,200 per ounce at 1187. The euro is flat today. And you've got a little flight to safety here in the bond market as the 10-year yield drops to 2.86%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in San Diego, California, but broadcasting once again today from Charleston, South Carolina. Well, what is going on today? The sky is falling. Is this the end of the 9-year plus bull market? Well, we had a pretty good day in the market yesterday. In fact, we had a very good day in the market yesterday. And so far today, I'm giving back everything I made yesterday. Easy come, easy go. Strong day yesterday, but what is going on today? Well, Turkey is not backing down. You know, there's my big fear with President Trump taking on all of these dictators, these world strongmen, not so sure that they back down. Reminds me of the Tom Petty song, "You can back me up to the gates of hell, but I won't back down." You ever know people like that? Well, pride, one of our human beings' major faults. It gets us into trouble many times, that word pride. Well, Erdogan is going to let his economy just be decimated, and he's firing back. He's not backing down. Oh, no. His back is against the gates of hell, and he won't back down. Turkey is retaliating against the United States with sharply raised tariffs on some imports. Now, here's my other fear about Erdogan and Turkey. I think they're all in a league together with one another. Turkey used to be our friend. I don't think they are anymore, even though we still protect them with NATO. I believe totally that Turkey sides with Russia, Turkey sides with Iran, Turkey sides with China, Turkey sides with North Korea, Turkey sides with all of our so-called enemies, and I believe they're in league one against another to stand up to Donald Trump. Has Donald Trump met his match in these strongmen? Maybe you can get away with bullying labor unions and builders and suppliers and whatnot, but we're talking about dictators around the world right now. Turkey signed a decree to set to raise duties on passenger cars by 120%. So we won't be selling any cars in Turkey. On made in the U.S. alcoholic drinks by 140%. They won't be drinking Corona or Jim Beam or Jack Daniels or buying it because there will be a 140% tariff. You going to put that in your shopping bag? And on leaf tobacco by 60% as well. Well, that's okay. Maybe they won't smoke as much over there. It also increases the duty on goods including cosmetics, rice, fruits, PVC, plastics, and coal. So if one of your big markets is Turkey right now and you're based in the U.S., Erdogan has slapped huge, huge tariffs on those products. Well, we'll see what happens there. Something's got to give eventually, but as of now, it's a battle of will. Strong wills. We want the pastor released. They do not want to release the pastor. We slap big tariffs on them to put pressure on them. And what do they do in return? They turn around and slap even bigger tariffs on us. And as I said in the first part of the show, by natural attrition, my cash position overall here at Gunderson Capital Management has risen in the last couple of weeks from 9.5% to almost 17%. I made a couple of major sells earlier this week, and I am glad I did, because those stocks are getting pounded today. You can see trouble coming in those charts, man. When those charts start to deteriorate, sometimes just got to pull the plug, get out of the way, let them do what they're going to do, and wait for a better day. Retail sales come in here in the U.S. better than expected. July retail sales up 0.5% month over month versus a 0.1% consensus. The retail sales number, core retail sales, 0.6. That is a really, really big number. But, of course, being overshadowed today by Tayyip Erdogan, the prime minister of Turkey, and him firing back, not backing down, instead upping the ante big time. So those retail sales, they go right out the window here today, and nobody even cares. But the, suffice it to say that the U.S. economy continues to remain very, very strong. Where are we at with interest rates these days? The 30-year mortgage today is at 4.84%. That's the average. And, of course, we have seen the real estate market start to get sticky. It's not moving. Inventory is not moving like it was. The 30-year mortgage up at 4.84. Well, it doesn't impact a cash buyer, obviously, but how many folks are cash buyers? It does, in fact, the new home buyer, the person that's trying to buy their first home, the person that can barely afford a home on their current income. Well, now all of a sudden you've got an interest rate at 4.84% when it was down around 3.25% at 1%. Or at one point in time, and this takes obviously some demand and some buyers out of the market. Canada moves towards new steel tariffs. They criticize us for placing tariffs on Canadian goods, yet they're worried about China dumping goods on them. In fact, they're worried about not only China, they're worried about Brazil, India, Turkey, Germany. You see, they've been dumping their steel and their aluminum on us. Now, with the tariffs we've placed, they're dumping them on Canada. And Canada's government takes a step forward to imposing potential new tariffs and quotas on 7 imported steel products in attempt to protect domestic producers. How do you like that? Well, we've been talking about the battle between Intel and AMD, which has been raging ever since I've been in the business, over two decades. Intel has always held the upper hand, it seems like, over AMD. But lately, AMD has made some major inroads. And it has been recently revealed that Intel has three more security holes in its chips that malware and malicious virtual machines could use to steal information like passwords and encryption keys from computer memory. Intel confirms the problem, while AMD says, no problem here. AMD continues to be a better stock right now than Intel. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we will be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We will be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. What's turning into a nasty sell-off here on this Wednesday as Erdogan of Turkey ups the ante? And the chart of the day, I just checked this out during the break, is EUM. I've had my eyeballs on this for quite some time. It is breaking out today for the first time this year. What is EUM? EUM is the inverse of the emerging markets index. That's who's really taking the brunt of this trade war. It's the emerging markets. It's Turkey. It's China. It's other young economies. They're young when you look at the developed economies around the world. But EUM today is up 3.4%. The opposite side of that trade is VWO. That is the Vanguard Emerging Market Index. That's a $57 billion exchange traded fund. I believe it has over 4,000 stocks in that fund. It is getting taken apart today as it is breaking down. It is breaking support. I warned you about the emerging markets months ago. It is breaking down to new 52-week lows, and now it's down 20%. From its high, which it set back in late January, the emerging markets are now in a bear market. I've been waiting for EUM. Now may be the time. I do not have a position in EUM. But if things continue to deteriorate, there would be the weakest spot right now. Fortunately, you can't. Well, you could. There is a Turkey ETF, I think it's TUR. Let me see if, yes, that is it. It's actually up a little bit today. But the emerging markets, EUM, there's several ways. There's several inverse ETFs on the emerging markets, and they are really getting taken apart here today. Well, what else is getting taken apart? Bitcoin overnight fell to as low as 5,900. It finally got below 6,000. It is recovering from that. But Ether down another 10%. Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin also getting clobbered right now. I warned you about the cryptocurrencies way back in December when they were pounding their way and hitting new highs and were the hottest thing in the entire market. I've been warning you about gold. Gold extends its... Is there any good news anywhere? Well, we'll try to find some. There's something out there. Gold extends its slump to an 18-month low amid dollar strength. You see, gold and the dollar have an inverse relationship. That's why when you hear the gold coin commercials, they're always touting a collapse of the U.S. dollar. And that just has not happened. The U.S. dollar continues to strengthen. And since King Dollar Kudlow, that's what I call him. Hey, King Dollar, how you doing? has been put in charge of the nation's economy, the dollar has been surging. And that just crushes precious metals. It crushes commodities in general, but in particular, precious metals. Okay, another weak spot in the market. The market was, you know, not going to have such a huge sell-off originally. And then Macy's came in. We had great retail sales. Market started to recover a little bit in the futures this morning. And then Macy's came along with their earnings report. They beat earnings by 8 cents. They beat on sales. But in the end, they guided a little bit lower. Now, Macy's was breaking out to new all-time highs yesterday. I think it's one of the stocks that I sent out a tweet about. It was an A-plus momentum grade. Massive breakout to the upside yesterday. Yesterday. Lots of folks buying Macy's yesterday. Not me, but it was breaking out, and I made note of it. The volume yesterday was huge on Macy's. Well, today, those folks were wrong. Macy's is down 12.2%. It's down $5.11, and that kind of started the cascade downwards in the market here, which has only gotten worse here since the show began. So there's panicky trading today in the department store sector, with Macy's falling apart, JCPenney's is down a big time, Dillard's is down, and the retail sector, which has been very, very strong here recently, very strong, has been taken apart, is being taken apart here today. I'll tell you another couple of stocks that are being taken apart today. I do not own them. I sold them earlier this week. I did not like the way they were trading, and they're both getting smashed today. In fact, I'll talk about those two when we come back. Those were two of my biggest holdings at one time. I dumped them earlier this week, and they are selling off today. We'll talk about that in the second half of the show. Let's see, what else is going on here? Kroger goes global. You know, Kroger's done a pretty good job. Kroger was once given up for dead. The grocery chain store, convenience stores, jewelry stores under the Kroger, Ralph's, and other brand names. Kroger has been on a tear since March, and now they're teaming up with Alibaba in China, according to a Dow Jones report. The company plans to open an online storefront on Alibaba's Tmall global site. The products offered on the site by Kroger will include dietary supplements and private label products with a focus on natural and organic goods. Well, I guess there's a big market for that in China, and that's Kroger sees a big opportunity there. Kroger was breaking out to new all-time or new 52-week highs yesterday, pulling back, however, today with the rest of the market. Tense times in the tense Tesla boardroom. Let's see how does the Tesla saga go? Now, I'm on the side of the guys that say Musk is in big trouble. That's the side I'm on right now. I believe Musk is in big trouble. I think his big fat mouth got him into trouble. Maybe there's a lesson there for President Trump. Well, anyways, the Tesla board is meeting, emergency meeting. Some board members appear to be getting a bit fed up with CEO Elon Musk. Board members have asked Musk to stop tweeting, and outside directors have already retained law firms to represent them in ongoing matters. I don't think Musk had the funding that he said he had. And now he's scrambling. I think he's in big trouble. Okay, two stocks getting taken apart today. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on a bloody Wednesday in the market. Well, we were hitting new all-time highs just of last Friday, maybe was it Monday, the NASDAQ hitting a new all-time high. We've had many, 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 many days like this since the beginning of this bull market back in March of 2009. And as usual, I'll be analyzing this one along the way. I learn more by looking at individual stocks, looking at individual ETFs, mutual funds, currency moves, etc., as to whether or not this is the big one, this is the one that will contaminate and spread like a virus to the rest of the world. They call that a contagion. But instead of Turkey backing down with the strongman Trump slapping tariffs on Turkey aluminum and Turkey steel, they fight back and slap giant tariffs on our goods. So the tariff war, I would say right now, not going very good. And I would say when you're dealing with guys like communist leaders, Xi and Putin, and I don't know what Erdogan is, but he's certainly not on our side. He's been siding with the Russians recently, which ought to show you the stripes that he's painted with at the current time. You cannot trust Erdogan. There is just no way. And I believe he's also in cahoots, in league with Iran, with Russia, with North Korea, with China, all the countries that love us, right? Well, that's my take on this situation, and I think they're in unison one with another to stand up to Trump, and we'll see where this all leads, but we take it a day at a time, a stock at a time, an index at a time, a week at a time. Just as of last Friday, the NASDAQ and the small cap index, the mid cap index, were all hitting new all-time highs. Okay, earlier this week, I did not like the way two of my stocks were trading. I did not like the charts, and they looked to me like they were getting ready to break down. And I dumped both of them. The first one that I dumped was Alibaba. I've hung in there with Alibaba. I had a big profit in Alibaba. I eventually sold it earlier this week on August 13th. So what's today? That was on Monday. I sold it for a 64% profit from my initial investment. Now, I still believe big time in Jack Ma, in Alibaba, which is basically the Amazon and more of China. But the chart just looked horrible. And I see that Alibaba today is breaking down, just as the chart suggested it was going to do. It is breaking its support level today. It is down 3.4%. Before all of this trade war talk began, Alibaba was hitting new highs at $212 per share. The valuation hasn't changed at all. This is one of the cheapest growth stocks in the entire market, especially as you look at large cap growth stocks. The problem is it's headquartered in China. And the problem is we are in a current nasty spat with China that's only getting worse. Okay, so I sold it on Monday. On Tuesday, bad results came out on the Chinese economy, which shouldn't come as any surprise as their economy is starting to feel the pinch of the trade war. And the stock broke down yesterday. Someone wrote to me, said, did you know that China was going to release those bad economic reports? Well, no, I don't have boots on the ground in Beijing sending me inside information on the Chinese economy. I said, you know, I just got lucky, really, but I didn't like the way the chart was behaving. I just didn't like it. I smelled trouble. and that broke down after I sold it yesterday. And then today, another stock that I sold on Monday. This is why I believe in active management. Tencent Holdings, TCEHY, is getting taken to the cleaners today. They missed. They had their first profit drop in 10 years. Tencent Holdings, which those were the only two stocks outside of the U.S. that I owned. And I've been telling you all along when I say the emerging markets are falling apart, I always disclose that I still own two in China, two mega cap stocks. Well, I sold Tencent Holdings on Monday. Tencent broke down yesterday after the weak Chinese reports came out. And Tencent is getting clobbered today. It's down 7.5%. Well, I'm happy to say that I'm emerging market free as of Monday. I stubbornly held on to those stocks because they are such compelling values. Well, they're getting cheaper. And when the trade spat's over and when all of this nasty stuff comes to an end, those will be a couple of stocks that I'll be looking at once again. But eventually, I had to pull the plug. I had to throw in the towel. Sometimes, and here's a big lesson on the stock market. I know people that are fundamentalists, fundamental traders mainly. They look at the fundamentals of a stock and they live or die by the fundamentals of a stock. Well, the fundamentals on Alibaba and Tencent are outstanding. Totally outstanding. Warren Buffett would be a guy that lives or dies by fundamentals alone. And I could stubbornly hang on to these companies and say, well, look, the fundamentals, they look great. The PEG ratios are cheap. The earnings growth has been phenomenal. The forward PE, the price targets suggest much higher prices down the road. Okay, that's one side of the equation. That's what the numbers say. But over here you have the sentiment and what the market thinks of the stock. And that's why in my Best Stocks Now app, I take both of those into account. The fundamentals really come down to the valuation of the shares, which are quite remarkable on both Tencent and Alibaba. But over here, on the other hand, are the technicals and the performance. Or relative strength would be another name for that of the stock. And the relative strength has been weakening in both stocks as the performance has been starting to lag the rest of the stocks in my database. So while one side of the equation looks terrific, the other side looks horrible. And when you add those two together, I have to have both oars in the water. And you could look at it in a different way, too. Sometimes the shoe is on the other foot. If you go back to the year 2000, the technicals and the performance and the momentum of the dot-com stocks was phenomenal. Phenomenal. But the fundamentals and the valuations were horrible. And what eventually won out, in that case, the valuations eventually went out, which generally speaking, over time, it will be the valuations that will eventually win out. But right now, in the short term here, the technicals and the momentum and the performance of Tencent and Alibaba have gotten so horrible that it caused for me to sell both of them earlier this week on Monday, and now they're down considerably since then. Well, is there a lot of value in going through charts every day, hundreds of them? Is this a fire drill for what will eventually befall the American markets? Absolutely. The stocks in the U.S. eventually will start to look like those of Alibaba and Tencent did on Monday. And I'll take them out of my portfolios before it gets any worse. But at least you can see that Gunderson is on top of things. Looking at these charts every day, And when you look at them every day, you can notice when something is not looking well. Its color is not right. Its pulse is not right. Its blood pressure is not right. And that's what I saw in both Alibaba and Tencent Holdings on Monday. I unloaded both stocks. They were big positions. That pushes my cash up to almost 17% here at Gunderson Capital Management, the highest it's been in a while. And that inverse emerging market thing is looking more and more interesting. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you are nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we will be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's just take a look here at some individual stocks here. Analyst raise Salesforce targets. That's the second day in a row that I've seen target prices revised higher on Salesforce, which I continue to own, CRM. The stock is down just a little bit today, down 1.1%, not being impacted too much. In fact, it would probably be up today were it not for the sell-off in the market. We have Piper Jaffray raises its price from to 165 target from 150. And Barclays raises its target also from to 165 from 150. And Credit Suisse raises their target price to 170 from 155. Well, I look at longer-term target prices, 5 years. And I still see plenty of upside potential in Salesforce, which is a tool used by many sales forces, hence the name, around the world. Lockheed Martin wins a $2.9 billion U.S. Air Force contract for space vehicles. You know, I have noticed a pretty good rebound in the aerospace and defense stocks. I was looking at the ETF that represents that sector yesterday, ITA, which is the aerospace index. It is selling off today, but it was threatening to break out to new all-time highs. And as you look at the sectors, the leading sectors in the market right now, that continues to be one of the leading sectors. A lot of the mid-cap and small-cap defense slash aerospace stocks doing very well here in 2018. Another one in the news today. There's always news on a marijuana stock. We've got Constellation Brands investing $4 billion in Canopy Growth. Okay. Canopy Growth is one of the mainstream, if you can call it that, marijuana stocks. They're headquartered in Smith Falls, Canada. That area of the world is becoming the marijuana capital or cannabis capital of the world. I suppose they'll have cannabis tours, and I've already seen those kinds of tours that you can take in various cities where marijuana is legal. Canopy Growth is up 21% today after hitting a new 52-week low, or hitting a new low since it went public yesterday. So it's kind of just recovered back to its IPO price. But Constellation Brands and Canopy Growth announced an expansion of their strategic partnership. Under the terms of the new arrangement, Constellation will increase its ownership interest. Now remember, Constellation is a big booze company, and they see marijuana as the future of, I guess, coming home and relaxing after work. They will increase their ownership interest in Canopy Growth by acquiring 104 million shares directly from Canopy. The investment by Constellation will take its ownership interest to 38%. So this Canopy Growth is now one-third owned by Constellation Brands. So if you want exposure to the cannabis stocks, those would be the two, I would say. I don't have any exposure to either stock. Canopy Growth is CGC. And Constellation Brands, obviously, is STZ. Through this investment, we are selecting Canopy Growth as our exclusive global cannabis partner, says Constellation CEO Rob Sands. Okay, we'll end with this. What's Warren been up to? We always want to know what Warren has been up to. Warren Buffett, that is. Okay, Berkshire Hathaway has been adding to his holdings in Apple. He loaded up on 12.4 million more shares of Apple, bringing his total to just under 252 million shares. Holy cow, that's a lot of dough. He's also been adding to his holdings in U.S. Bank Corp, USB. But we know that Apple's been hitting new highs. USB has not been doing much of anything. Teva Pharmaceuticals, which has been one of the worst stocks in a long, long time, and it continues to be in just a sideways trend, but Warren likes it. It fits his fundamental screens that he runs on companies and the work that he does. He's also been adding to Delta Airlines. I've noticed that the airline stocks, they've been rebounding a little, but it's hard for me to get too excited about Delta Airlines. He's been adding to General Motors, his General Motors position. You see, all of these are large mega cap stocks because Warren's fund is so big, he can't invest in the small caps anymore. And General Motors looks terrible right now, but he's adding to his position. A couple others, Southwest Airlines he's adding to, and Goldman Sachs. Well, I'm not a real fan. The only one I like there is Apple. All right, well, the market getting taken apart here today. The sky is falling Wednesday. It could be bright and sunny tomorrow when we wake up. One never knows. That's why you can't really be passive in this type of marketplace. There's got to be a little bit of active investing as the market turns. Remember the big, not the sitcom, but the drama every day, as the world turns. Well, as the market turns, every day it turns a little bit differently. And some sectors are turning within the market. There's always dishes up in the air spinning, whether it's sectors, whether it's individual stocks, whether it's big asset classes. And the emerging markets continue to get taken apart. If you've listened to my advice this year to avoid the emerging markets, I've saved you a lot of pain. And if you're still stuck in those emerging markets, in fact, as people have come to me with their accounts from other firms, the first thing I've done all year long is get rid of anything that was emerging market related. And in my newsletter, I started warning about them earlier this year. What will I warn about next? Or maybe there will be some good buys here coming along in some of these beleaguered sectors. Well, if you'd like to talk to me about money management, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Get the newsletter coming to your inbox every weekend. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.